Blog Talk Radio.
Listen to our song. Dollhouse Radio. This is Desiree DeLuca. Welcome, all you horny motherfuckers, to another edition to Truth Fun Back. We were not here last week because we were very, very busy at AVN. I am here with my co-host, Boobalicious, aka Karen Fisher. Hello? Karen? Well, currently we cannot hear Karen. Hello, Karen? Boobalicious? Anyway, while we wait for her to call back in, we had a very, very crazy week at AVN. Thanks for all the fans that came out to see us. Waiting for Miss Boobalicious. She'll be tuning in with us shortly. Tonight we have Miss Lucky Star joining us later tonight. Oh, here she is. Hold on. Miss Karen Fisher.
Yes, I was there before, I guess, and I was talking. I don't know why you couldn't hear me, but you can hear me now, so that's good.
I can hear you now. I was lost without you. I was like talking to myself.
I know. I bet you were. It is kind of awkward, like, if you had to do the whole show by yourself, because then you'd just basically be talking to yourself for a whole hour.
Well,
that would be awkward.
Talking to the four walls, wherever you are.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that would be a very awkward situation. But I'm back now.
You're back. Well, thank God. So... you guys are listening to Truth Friend back on Dollhouse Radio. This is Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla, and my co-host is Karen Fisher, a.k.a. Boobalicious.
Hello.
Hello. So, Miss Karen Fisher, tell me, or tell the fans, how was the X-Biz Award? Unfortunately, I was not able to. Did you sneeze?
Yeah. It was pretty it was pretty cool. I did red carpet interviews. I did not
actually
for the show. Yeah. By the time I was done with the red carpet interviews, I was kind of just like ready to leave. But it was very cool. I don't really know who won or who. It seemed like a lot of people were nominated. Like, everybody was nominated for something except for me. So it was a little bit like, oh, this is a bit awkward. And I noticed, too, I was interviewing Sarah Vandella, who is really hot. And she's telling me she's nominated for MILF of the Year. This chick looks like she is 25. I'm like, you are not a MILF, honey, because she looks so young. If she's a MILF, I'm like a GILF, like a grandmother you'd like to fuck.
No, but I think in the industry it's different than in reality, you know what I mean? So
I know what you're saying. It's just she looks so young. I know she actually is 30, but to me she looks about 25. So I was a little bit, like, taken aback that she was nominated for MILF Performer of the Year, being that she looks so young. I would have never thought to cast her as a MILF. But for her, she's very cool. She's a good performer. So I'm glad she got nominated for something. I was just surprised it was for that particular thing.
So how was it to be on the red carpet and interviewing people?
It was really fun. It was fun just, talking to people, meeting new people, talking to old friends. My feet hurt, so I did take my shoes off. I know that's, like, a little bit ghetto, but that's how I roll. I need to find some comfortable high-heeled shoes. That's, like, my mission is to find, because after, like, a few minutes, they hurt so bad. Like, all I can think about is my feet hurt. But it was a really, really fun thing to do. I would definitely do it again.
Awesome. So, obviously, after the red carpet, you left, or did you stay for the whole awards, or?
No, I should have, but I drove home.
You drove home.
I left.
What a grandma.
I know. Oh, my gosh, I'm sorry I keep popping.
Yeah, well, get the cock out of your mouth so we can talk for an hour. That's all I ask.
Oh, my gosh. That is not in my mouth. That's why I'm coughing.
Stop lying. I see you now with a big black cock in your mouth.
You must have some good eyes. You can see me all the way from. You're in Los Angeles, right?
I am. Don't tell my secret. Yes, I am currently in Los Angeles. We were actually supposed to be live, and I want to apologize to all the fans that I said we would be live, but it's all Karen's fault, so everyone blame Karen.
It is my fault. I do have bronchitis. I get
every
year
bronchitis.
Again.
That's a new one.
I actually got antibiotics yesterday. I do. And, you know, the doctor made me take a TB test. I'm like, dude, I don't have tuberculosis. But but apparently he thought I did, but I don't. I just have bronchitis. So, yeah.
BC.
But I didn't.
Too much.
That's probably too much sucking dick. Got me sick. So I want to know, because I haven't really talked to ABN, which was a few days ago, but I know you did a shoot for a tailor-made. How did that go?
It was good. It was just, it was very, very weird. Very weird.
What did she have you do?
I did, like, an inflation breast scene, an inflation belly scene, an inflation, or no, inflation breast scene, an inflation pregnancy scene, and inflation, like, ass and belly scene.
Okay.
Totally weird.
Yeah, she. If you guys don't know who TaylorMade is, she just only does, like, fetish stuff, so when you shoot for her, it's always something really, really off the wall. I shot with her the day before AVN, and she had me turn into a blueberry. Apparently, there's lots of men out there who have fantasies about women turning into blueberries, and this is what they like to masturbate to, so... and actually, there's one guy on Twitter who asked me all the time to become a blueberry. So I just made his dream come true. I turned into a blueberry.
Wow. So if you guys are listening or just tuning in, you're listening to Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio. We're going to take a real, real quick break. We're going to pay some motherfucking bills. We'll be right back, and then we'll talk about AVN, like in the AVN news. So it's some fun, interesting stuff, guys. If you guys want to call in, you guys forgot the number. It's 646-595-4038. Make sure you press 1 or you'll just be in cyberspace.
Cyberspace.
Cyberspace. Yes, yes.
Uh-huh.
Damn it. All right, here we go. We're going to go to a break. Pay some
Yay.
Fucking bills. You were just listening to Carla Page, Supernova, on Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio. This is your host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla, and I have my lovely co-host, Sexy Karen Fisher.
Hey.
I thought you dropped off again. You always run away during the
now,
show.
Now, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
okay. I was like, no, I'm here. Damn it. So, stop okay, me. It's working.
All right, so we're going to talk about some ABN news.
Yeah, let's talk about ABN and how much fun I had.
So here's some news. Actually, we're going to talk some news, like the industry news.
Okay.
So Ryan Driller, you know who he is?
I do know who he is. I've never worked with him, but I know who he is.
Did you fuck him?
I have not fucked him.
Okay,
not yet.
I was going to say. Not yet, but you plan on it.
Maybe for a Naughty America scene. Is he kind of a small guy? I might have done, like, a Naughty America scene where I was, like,
I
his friend's mom. I'm not
I don't
sure
know.
For another guy
he
that
was,
looks like him.
Well, listen, like, he was at X-Biz. You should have saw him. Maybe you interviewed him.
No, I interviewed mostly women, to be honest.
Okay.
You know that's how I roll.
Okay, yeah, you like your chick. We'll get to that, too. We'll get to that later. Ryan Driller was named X-Biz Male Performer of the Year.
Okay.
So congratulations to him.
Congratulations.
Yay.
Yay, Ryan Driller.
Yes. Archangel nabs three top honor awards at X-Biz. So yay for them.
That's very cool.
Yes.
Very, very
and
cool.
Then,
so what who else won?
There's a long list for X-Biz, but I just picked and choose a couple. And then Sarah Vandella wins the Deep Throat Contest for ABN.
Oh, okay. I didn't actually know there was that contest, but that's very cool.
Well, yeah, I guess she can swallow more dick than you.
I'm kind of jealous. I am a little jealous, but good for her. Go, Sarah. Mm-hmm.
So hats off to her. And I just want to talk about this major thing that's happened that was in X-Biz News. I don't know if you read your homework. Probably not, since you were too busy sucking cock before we got on the air.
Oh, my gosh. You're awful. I drove home from Las Vegas, and then I took a nap. There was no cock in the car today.
I heard you had cocks in the car, and you were sucking cock while you were driving.
Well, they must have been ghost cocks then.
All right. So did you hear about the 9 adult stars reportedly filed action against Jay Stern's company?
Now, who is Jay Stern's company? I don't actually know who that is or what they do.
Well, obviously, Jay Stern's obviously is in the industry. And according to the report, this Jay Stern owes $8,775 to the performers of LA Direct. These are all performers for LA Direct.
Interesting.
We won't mention names, but it's in the X-Biz News. So, yeah, like, come on now. Like, if you're going to shoot some porn, pay the girls.
Yeah, no, that's definitely messed up if you don't pay them or you have your type bouncing. I agree. I would do it too. If they didn't pay me and they were supposed to pay me, I would do the same thing. For sure.
So
there's some shady, shady people. I wonder, like, that's probably, like, they're doing business as name. I wonder who their actual, like what website or what their production company name is. Like, a lot of these companies, when you shoot for Brazzers, you don't get a check from Brazzers. You get a check from, like, I don't know,
no,
like White Boy Productions. So I wonder
okay. Here it is. It says, according to each of the model claims, Modern Apple Entertainment.
Okay.
Which also operates as Ruin Panties and something else. So, okay. LA Direct says that the claims against Modern Apple could reach up to 30 times the unpaid wages, close to $294,810 for failure to pay on time, according to California labor code laws.
That's
very
crazy.
Interesting.
That is
very,
very
interesting.
Interesting.
Because I didn't think the porn industry, I didn't think the porn industry fell under the California Labor Act.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it is a law. If you hire someone, you have to pay, you know, if they do the work, you have to pay them. So I hope they get their money. But I hate when people do stuff like that.
Yeah, totally not cool. But okay, guys, you turning in to Truth Button Back on Dollhouse Radio. If you have any questions for me or Boobalicious, feel free to call in 646-595-4038. Make sure you press 1.
Yes, call us. We're bored.
Yeah, Karen wants to hear your sexy voices.
I do. Since I can't suck cock, I want to hear cock.
She's really sucking cock, so don't listen to her.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, I know. So, we're gonna take another quick break before Lucky Star joins us.
Lucky Star, yes.
Yes. So we'll talk about her because she was at ABN. She was at our booth.
She was.
And yes. So, guys, we're going to take a quick motherfucking break to pay some motherfucking bills. So tune in to Truth Front and Back.
We'll be right back.
We will be right back.
I want to hear that song, The Best Pussy Ever. Do you remember that song? I'm kind of mad that it was only played once. Anyways, just
Best
saying, throwing that out
who
there.
Who is it by?
I have no idea.
Oh,
it's
my God. Why
time
are
you requesting
a song if you don't know who it's by? Google it.
I'm going to find out. This week, it's going to be my mission to find out. And then next week, you better play it.
I better
okay.
play it? Wow. Next
Heck
week,
yeah.
you need to like, run the boards.
I know.
I know.
Okay.
All right, hold on 1 second.
Let me get up on it, let me get up on it, let me get up on it. Talk dirty to me, babe, every time I want it, every time I want it, every time I want it. Hush, it's no more games, no more of the same thing.
This is crack, rock cocaine. It isn't glamorous or cool or kid stuff. It's the most addictive.
What happened to Pee Wee Herman? I only heard half of, like, a fraction of his message. I wanted to hear the whole thing. I do remember that commercial from, like, when we were kids. That was awesome. And then he
this
got caught.
This is crack, rock cocaine. It isn't glamorous or cool or kid stuff. It's
like
the most addictive kind of cocaine, and it can kill
cool.
you. What's really bad is nobody knows how much it takes. So every time you use it, you risk dying. It isn't worth it. Look, everybody wants to be cool. But doing it with crack isn't just wrong. It could be dead wrong.
Oh, my God. Don't try to be cool by smoking crack, Desiree.
Oh, were just listening to Pee Wee Herman and Karen Fisher during the commercial.
I didn't have a real commercial. That was not a commercial.
Radio. Oh, my God. You're hilarious. All right, Karen, do you have anything else to add? Did you do your homework, like the news or anything?
My plan was to talk about ABN, and I also talked about doing red carpet interviews at the X's Awards. So would you like to talk about the X's? Or not X's, I'm sorry, ABN?
Yes, let's talk about ABN. So this year, for all the fans that do not know, Karen and I got a booth at ABN.
Yes, we did. It's the first time I've had my own booth. I don't know if you've had your own booth before, but.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think you have, but I guess I.
Okay, no.
I don't want to give incorrect information, so I'm just saying that I know of, because I don't want to spread false rumors about you, Desiree.
Karen had a big orgy every night with some people.
I had a big what?
Orgy every night with people.
Oh, yeah. I sure did. No, I did shoot content. It was kind of hectic because, so I was signing like 4 or 5 hours during the day. Now, that doesn't seem like a long time, but 4 or 5 hours is actually like 100 hours.
It is a lot of work to have your own booth, because you have to have somebody there when the show opens and close the time when the show ends, because if not, then, you know, they come and ask questions. So it is a lot of work, but then you're trying to balance like shooting, interviews. So
Yeah. So I was signing during the day, and then I was shooting at night, content for my site, because I am all out of updates. So I really, really needed content, and there were so many people in town, I just had to take advantage of the situation. So it was really
hectic. So tell your fans, who can they look forward to? Who did you shoot with? Like, you know, I'm sure your fans want to know.
I shot with Sexy Vanessa. It was a hot girl. I shot with Sarah J, girl foot fetish. That's actually already up on my site. I literally had no updates left, so
really?
I put her up right away.
Sarah's scenes are already up?
Yeah, it's up already. I literally had no updates, so I had to use, like, something right away. So it was Sarah to... And, oh, God, it was with Maserati. I was like, who's the other person I shot with? It was with Maserati, which was another girl. It was like all girl. I couldn't get any cocks in there for some reason. All the cocks were, like, running from me. But yeah, they were all really, really good scenes. Sexy Vanessa is very, like, she's like a little firecracker. And we all know Sarah J is, like, Sarah J. And then Maserati was really fun, too, so... And we also were on Vivid Radio, and I introduced
Radio. And we have to say thank you to the Cupcake Girls for doing our makeup one day, and also thank you to Nikki Hunter for doing our makeup for 3 days or 2 days, whatever it was.
I think it was 2 days. Yeah, Nikki Hunter. I introduced Desiree this year to Nikki Hunter. She's a veteran performer, and she was a really good makeup artist and just a cool chick. So it was really nice to see her again.
Very, very awesome. Very, very awesome. And the Cupcake Girls did a good job.
I really, really liked the way they did my hair, and it lasted for like a bunch of days. So I was so happy with that.
That's amazing. My hair didn't last that long when they did my hair. But I said, do put a lot of product in, but they didn't put a lot of product.
Oh, my hair stayed. I loved it. So big shout out to the Cupcake Girls. We did end up skipping the awards. It was kind of like a fiasco. It was kind of my fault.
Karen lost her purse.
Somebody stole my purse. I'm pretty sure they stole it. So neither Desiree or I had a dress for the AVN Awards. And so there's this place called Rent the Runway where you can just rent designer gowns. So I thought, let's just do that rather than running all around town trying to find a dress. We'll look online, we'll find what we want, and we'll go pick it up. It's just at the Cosmopolitan. That's like 10 minutes away. So we go there, and then, yeah, my purse, in between lunch and going to Rent the Runway, like, disappeared. So it was found, like, a couple hours later, minus all the money in my wallet. But thankfully, my phone and my keys and all that, and my credit cards and ID were all there.
Well, that's good. That's good. We are currently waiting for Miss Lucky Star on Truth Front and Back. If you guys are tuning in, this is Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio. This is Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla, and my co-host is Sexy Cam Fisher, a.k.a. Boobalicious.
Boobalicious, yes.
Let's talk about your name. How I just came up with Boobalicious.
Yeah, how did you come up with that? You're a genius.
Well, you know, everyone calls me Boobzilla, so I just kind of felt like I needed to give you a name.
Yeah. What's wrong with Karen Fisher?
There's nothing wrong with Karen Fisher. There's nothing wrong with Desiree DeLuca, but I have two names. You can have two names as well.
What's wrong with Mistress Fisher? I'm just kidding. Mistress Fisher.
No,
what about
doesn't
Goddess Fisher?
Very well. No, the Goddess Miss Fisher does not. You're not dominant. I'm sorry.
You know what? Actually, ask Glenn. Another person we saw at AVN was Glenn from MeanBitches.com, who I have done a bunch of scenes for, and he would beg to differ. I can be bossy and dominant. You've just really never seen that side of me.
Maybe I'll have that. And if Glenn is listening, feel free to call in, Glenn, because I would like to hear if Miss Karen Fisher is really dominant. I beg to differ that she is, but if you're listening, call in 646-595-4038.
That's actually what's up with your little fan show?
What's up with your little following for the radio show?
I don't know. Maybe because we were gone for so many weeks, they're like, we're not going to call. I don't know. But nobody's called. That's okay, though.
They're not calling.
Maybe they all have bronchitis too, or maybe they have tuberculosis. I don't know.
Really? Tuberculosis? Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
God. So tell me, tell all your fans you're abandoning them in 2 weeks.
No, you know, I forgot to call Sprint today. So I am in 2 weeks, or the 16th. I leave for Hong Kong and then Singapore, and so I might still do the show, though, just depending on what the, the rate per minute is. Like, when I was in Australia, it was, like, $2 a minute to talk, so it did cost me some money, but it wasn't, like, crazy expensive. But in Dubai, it's, like, $5 a minute to talk, so I was, like, $300 to do the show. So I didn't do it. So I do have to call Sprint and see what that's my carrier to what the rate is.
We have a caller. I don't know where this person's from. It's probably international because it's 1111111.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Oh, they hung up. You scared them, Karen.
You scared them with all those ones. They're like, what the hell?
No, man, that's what it says. 1111111. That was like a freaking 10 ones.
Really? I've never heard of such a thing.
We are waiting on Miss Lucky Star, who does a lot of cosplay, from what I've read about her.
Really? Interesting. I've always wanted to do that. Have you wanted
cosplay?
To do that, be like a superhero?
Yeah, I have a whole scene in mind with you and me being in a scene and being like, me being like maybe Poison Ivy and you being another superhero. I can't think of their name. Maybe Batwoman or Catwoman. Oh, Catwoman.
Catwoman would be good. I wouldn't mind being Catwoman.
Currently, someone has like Catwoman on their desk. And they sent me pictures. And I said, oh, that's Karen Fisher on your desk.
Really?
Yeah, he was all excited when I said your name. He was like, oh, I have Karen Fisher on my desk.
That's funny. That's very funny.
Very, very funny. So, after you go to Hong Kong, where do you go?
Then I'm home. I go home. I go home. I am home. Yeah, I go home. I go to Hong Kong, Singapore, and then I come home. So I think it's just like a 10-day, it's like a 10 to 12-day trip. I have to go and look at my flights to know exactly. But, yeah, so I'm excited. I've never been to Asia. If anybody listening has any, like, who's been there, has any must-sees or must-dos, call me and tell me. I like to travel, so I like to hear travel tips.
We know you like to travel. You never stay in the States very long.
Because I hate this country. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. You know, because there's so much of the world I haven't seen. Actually, I love this country. I do. It's a great country. Especially after being in countries that maybe aren't that free, then you come home and you just appreciate, like, wow, you know, can do or say anything. Well, not do anything. You can go around killing people. But, you know, you can do and say almost anything you want, and you're okay. It's a very free country. So I'm definitely thankful for that. But I like to travel. I like to see new places. And, I've never been to Asia, so I thought it sounded interesting.
So a fan wants to ask you, who do you think will be the next president and why? Who are you voting for?
You know, I don't really know. I haven't been watching the polls.
Really?
I don't know. I might vote for Hillary. I need to find out more. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. Who are you voting for? I know you like Donald Trump. I heard you say that.
I do like Donald Trump.
Yeah.
It's like, seriously, what is Hillary Clinton going to do for us?
I don't know. You know what? I thought that things were good when her husband was president. I liked him as a president, so I guess I associate him with her. What?
And so everybody impeached him because he was doing what every CEO was doing and had somebody under their desk sucking his cock.
Honestly, though, I think the whole impeachment thing, like, I could care less. I could care less if Monica Lewinsky was sucking his dick. You know what I mean? So, I thought the whole impeachment thing was just a bunch of bullshit. That's how I felt, personally. I don't care who my president is fucking. I just care if he's doing a good job. That's all I care about. So, and also,
Would you vote for Trump?
And I'm a woman. Woman power, what?
Would you vote for Trump?
I don't know. There's some things I like about him. Like, he is a very, he's a very good businessman. I give him credit for that. But I don't know that much about him, except for, like, all of his really, really divisive statements. Like, I don't think that you can blame all of our problems on immigrants. I don't think you can blame all of our problems on Muslims. And it kind of tears people apart rather than bringing people together. And that's probably not a very good thing. But I don't really know much else about him. I know that he's a very good businessman, which is a good thing. But then some of his stances on, like, you know, Muslims and immigrants were a little bit offensive to me. So I don't know. It kind of rubs me the wrong way. I would need to find out more about him.
Exactly. So while we wait for Miss Lucky Star, we're going to take another quick break and pay some motherfucking bills. You're listening to Truth Find Back on Dollhouse Radio.
Awesome.
We'll be right back.
you are listening to I Drink Alone on Truth Front and Back. This is your host, a.k.a. Desiree DeLuca, Boobzilla, and my lovely co-host, Sexy Karen Fisher.
Hey.
So, sounds so excited, Karen.
I know. I'm sorry. I am excited, darn it.
No, you're not. Shut up. So, we have, without further ado, we're going to introduce our lovely guest for tonight, Miss Sexy Lucky Star. Hello, Miss Lucky.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
We can hear you.
Can you hear me? Hello. Hello?
Yes. Yep, I can. We can hear you.
Okay, maybe my, whatchamacallit, my volume's kind of, all the way, may I myself, but hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you. Welcome to
okay,
the show, friends.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. How are you?
God, did you guys get the avian plague or no?
I did, and Desiree is trying to tell me that I'm making it up. I'm like, no, I'm sick.
No, I was sick as a dog. I was sick as a dog at the awards. And then there was one point in the awards where suddenly I could not breathe through my mouth, through my nose. It was completely stopped up, and I didn't know if I was just really drunk, but I was
again, it might be drunk or it might be sick. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I couldn't quite tell. Or somebody drugged me, and I don't know it. So all of a sudden I can't feel my face. But no, I was sick.
Yeah,
wow.
And no, I actually went to the doctor.
It's just a common cold, but it was just a really, really, really bad cold. So I normally originally planned on coming back to L.A. on Sunday, but then, you know, my man wanted to watch his football, so I decided to extend an extra day, and all the hotels were butt-ass cheap, like ridiculous, insane cheap, which is great so because I got to die in the room, but then I felt really bad because he wanted to go see Jersey Boys or he wanted to go out and do something, and I was so weak that Sunday I couldn't do anything.
That's somewhere.
Yeah. But I drove back on Monday, and, I was still feeling crappy, and especially when you're driving for all those levels of elevation. Like, your head
yes,
feels
I
like
can
it's about to explode. Yeah, oh, my God, I thought I was going to die. I had to get off at the alien jerky place and just stop and just breathe for a second because my whole head felt like it was going to explode. That's how stuffy I was. Like, and there was a time where I couldn't hear anything other than my own breathing. That's how congested I was.
So, Lucky, tell your fans about your experience at AVN besides you being sick.
Oh, yeah. It was, you know what? The avian plague actually has missed me for a couple of years, so I was really lucky, hence my name. But I remember, like, a couple of years before that, I was like, it's not going to happen, and then it happened. But other than that, I was like, sometimes I feel like a nobody in the industry, but then when you have all these people coming up to you, asking for autographs, did you want to take a picture? Think you're the greatest thing sliced bread. You're just like, yeah, I'm somebody, yeah. But I gotta admit that sharing a booth with you gals is very intimidating because between the two of you, you look like you're hiding four midgets.
You're very funny. Oh my
For real?
Goodness.
My gosh. I'm like, okay, me and my small boobies are gonna be over here, okay? Because clearly you need the rest of the booth for just your breasts. So
they do take up a lot of room. But we
they
still have room for you because you're so petite. Because you're such a petite thing.
Yeah.
That's why
yeah,
we had room.
But, still coughing and stuff, but at least the worst is over. You know, so I've just been drinking a lot of green tea and fluids, and people just got to fucking rest because the whole weekend, I didn't even do anything on Friday. Like, I went out to dinner with my friends, and then we get back to the room, and he's out like a light. So we just rested on Friday, and we still felt like every bit of life was sucked out of us. Because Saturday, of course, I was at your booth, and then Saturday night was the awards, and Saturday night was when I started feeling really, really, really sick. And by then, my man was really drunk and very belligerent and wanted to go out, and I had to look at him with tears spewing down my face and be like, honey, I'm sick. Let's go back to the room. And let's rest. And for some reason, he wasn't buying it because when you're that drunk, you get very, very argumentative. And
yes,
he had a fucking nerve. Yes. He had
the
fucking
yeah,
nerve to want to grab my
worst.
Keys and want to drive. And I'm like, I don't think so. Like, even though
oh,
I don't
yeah,
breathe,
no, that's even worse.
I know, yeah.
So, have you shot with lately?
Oh, gosh. And really, honestly, it's the stuff that I normally like. It's really more fetish than anything, which is not a bad thing. It's just not my thing. You know what I mean? And when I say fetish, I mean, like, not even, like, the normal stuff. Like, sucking in toes, that's normal. Like, when I say fetish stuff, I see weird stuff, like pretending to devour the camera and acting like I'm a big giant and stuff like that.
Did you shoot with Taylor Made Clips, too? As soon as you say that, I'm like, she must shoot for Taylor a lot.
She actually contacted me, but then when I saw her website, I'm like, I've done some weird stuff, but this is, I think, is off the deep end. Maybe not.
She usually starts out really easy and eases you into, like, the weird stuff, so...
I looked at it. Okay, maybe I'll give her. Maybe I should have given her a shot because at first there was a time like for Kelsey Obsession. I shot for her many, many times, and I've shot for when my man lives in Florida. So whenever I go to Florida, there's a lot of places that shoot out there on a regular basis. And this one is in Orlando where he lives, and he shoots me all the time. But like we'll do tickle fetish. That to me is still normal. But one where they wrap me up in like sticky cellophane, like I looked like a mummy, and then had to be tickled, and then there was like limp fetish where I had to, it's almost kind of like a narcolepsy type of fetish, but he's not like physically having sex with me, but he's just playing with my limp, lifeless body, you know, almost kind of like what's the word where they put that stuff in a rag and put it to your mouth to pass out.
Yeah, like chloroform, right?
Chloroform, yeah, like stuff like that, except this time I like it smells finger. So it's really bizarre stuff. And then you get to the point where you're just like, oh, man, I'll do anything for money. I mean, you get to that point where you're just like, yes, I will do anything for money. But nobody does it normally anymore. But I just love the usual boy, girl, 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 boy, boy, girl, you know, all that stuff. But it just seems like I'm shooting more fetish than anything. Not that that's a bad thing, but it's just not really
it's different. I know what you're saying. I kind of like fetish. I like doing sex scenes too, but like sometimes when I do just a ton of sex scenes, then I almost want to just do something different because so many sex, you know, companies, they have this like formula for how they shoot all their scenes. So it just kind of, you know what I mean? It's fun, but it's just nice to change it up. Do you ever feel like that?
I think we lost her.
Oh, did we lose Lucky Star?
We did, unfortunately.
Well,
so
maybe she
will
call back.
She will call back. Maybe she was in a bad cell area.
Maybe. That is a possibility. That's happened to me. Many times.
I know what happened to you plenty of times. Hold on, here she is again.
Somebody cut me off.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
The call dropped, sweetie.
Yep.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Hello? Okay, good. Because somebody cut me off, so I'm like, oh, okay, I'll go back.
Nobody cut
you
off.
No, we're glad to have
itself.
You back. So I wanted to ask, do you have your own website?
No, I don't. And the reason why is just because I've just heard good things and bad things about your own website. Like, it's a lot of money to produce. It's a lot of money to keep up and not a lot coming in. And so I decided against it. But I do have, like, a blog. I have a Twitter. I have my blog's really interesting. And obviously, it's free because it's pretty much my own personal diary of being in the industry. Yeah, and no, it still holds barred, but unfortunately it's gotten me in trouble several times because, you know, I do things now, like I try not to be specific about people's names and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have no idea how many times I'll do something or say something, and then all of a sudden that person will call me up later on that day screaming, why did you say that about me?
Yeah, people get mad. I hear you.
Yeah, but I also feel like as an artist, you can't hold back, you know? I feel like, but then again, really, who in the long run is it benefiting? It's just for my own way of venting, I guess you could say.
Yeah,
so,
that makes sense.
Miss Lucky
Star. So how's the show for you guys? How's the experience for you guys?
The show's good.
Yeah.
We've been on the air for almost a year now. Actually,
oh, right
we
on.
Only have 5 more minutes. So.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
I just look at my Twitter, and I'll let you guys...
Yeah, we have to do your shout outs.
Yeah. Now, you can follow me at Club Lucky Star. There's two R's. That's basically the best way to see what I'm doing, what I'm up to, and how to get hold of me.
You have
on
an
Twitter,
Instagram?
Awesome.
I'm sorry, what?
You have an Instagram?
I don't. I kind of screwed up my Instagram. I don't know how, so I just sort of stopped using it. I don't know how I screwed it up. I guess I didn't really know how to use it, and I was, I don't know. So, no, I used to. I may start it up again, but who knows.
Okay, so, well, thanks for joining us on Truth Front and
okay.
Back.
Yeah,
well,
sorry,
and
short thing.
Yeah,
it was
very
nice
short.
To have you.
So sorry. Nice having
right.
you. So,
no worries. No worries. I'll talk to you guys later.
In the future. Yeah.
Sounds good. Bye bye.
Okay.
All right. Have a great night. Bye.
You too. Bye bye.
So you are just listening to Miss Lucky Star on Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio. Boobalicious, are you still there?
No, I got tired of listening to you, so I hung up. No, here.
You're
I'm
an asshole.
Still here.
You're an ass.
What? Well, it's been a fun show.
It's not done yet, lady. We have a caller, but wait, he didn't press one yet. Wait, he's scared of you.
He's scared of you. You're scary. You're mean.
I am not mean. I'm the nicest person ever.
Oh my gosh, that's a lie. Just kidding. So we have, let's see. Yeah.
So next week is going to be, I have a fun week planned. Hopefully it goes through. I can't tell you over the air, but we can tune in. And that caller dropped off because you weren't talking.
Yeah. Okay. Well, next week, I have antibiotics, so my bronchitis should be gone. And, I think...
Every week you have excuses.
Gosh, my life. Fuck my... FML is, like, my favorite expression because it's, like, fuck my life. No, I haven't.
Oh, wait, the caller's back. Caller, 419, do you have a question for Miss Karen Fisher?
Or Desiree?
Hey, ladies.
Hey.
Hi, my name's Stacy. I called before.
Hi,
Stacy. I just want to say hi to you lovely ladies, I like to hear you ladies. You guys have some wonderful voices.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Enjoy,
we only have like a couple more. Seconds.
Okay.
So, thank you. I hope you enjoy our show and tune in next week, baby.
Next week will
okay.
be better. Thank you so much for calling in and have a great week.
Oh, yes. I hope you too, everybody. So I want to offer that.
We will. Thank
you
so much. Thank you. Unfortunately, the show is about to cut off. So call back next week,
okay.
baby, all right? You're listening
all
to Truth
right.
Front and Back
no.
on Dollhouse Radio. Thank you, all you horny motherfuckers, for tuning in. This is your host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla, and my co-host, sexy Karen Fisher, Boobalicious.
Yes,
Karen,
that's my name.
Do your shout-outs, Karen, real quick.
You can follow me on Twitter at sexy Karen Fisher, Instagram, Karen Fisher XX, and check out my website, sexykarenxxx.com.
Woohoo! And you can follow me on Twitter, Boobzilla, XXX, my Instagram, DeLuca Desiree, website, DeLuca, or Desiree DeLuca, XXX.com. Tune in, guys, for another eventful week on Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio. And let's do a shout out to our lovely publicist for all her hard work during
yes.
ABN.
Erica Icon, the Rub PR. Thank you, Erica.
I know
you,
madam. Mucho, mucho.
I do love her. I do love her. I send her romantic text messages. Just tell her how much I loved her.
I know that you wanted to propose to her and everything.
I was going to. But it's on hold. It's on hold.
It's on hold because you're shy?
What?
Because you're shy or you just don't know how she feels about you?
We have to build up to it. I have to convince her that she loves me too. So I'm working on that part.
Wow.
I'm working on it.
All right.
Okay. So, we can talk more about that next week, right?
I know. Next week, we will definitely be live. If not, I will drag Karen Fisher all the way from Palm Springs to La La Land. You can't disappoint our fans. It's probably why we have no callers, because we're not live. Like I said, we were going to be live. Now we're not live.
Oh, my gosh. They don't even pay attention to our tweets. Maybe they do. I don't know. Okay.
All right. So tune in next week, guys. Truth Lying Back, Dollhouse Radio. We'll have a fun, eventful night. It is going to be live session. Trust
okay.
and believe.
Because you're going to come to Palm Springs. No, I'm just kidding. I actually have
yeah,
to come up.
You're coming to La La Land.
So I'll just stay an extra day.
Yeah, you're coming to La La Land and you're going to stay and enjoy and drink and have fun and party.
Yeah. I'm going to get drunk.
Do a glow show, like a glow stick show.
I am. I like to do that. That's how I roll, baby. Okay.
All right, guys.
Oh,
talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.